Good morning. And welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. My name is Mike Gorrell. I'm this morning's board rep. We have a variety of announcements about church life and activities. Please read the announcements listed in the order of service, although I think I'm going to go over all of them right here. First of all, as most of you know, today we have our Thanksgiving dinner immediately after the service. We'll ask you to line up in a relatively orderly fashion, beginning at those doors, no pushing or shoving. Today is the monthly designated collection sponsored by the Social Action Committee, which will be taken along with this with the regular weekly collection. This month's collection will go to Hebron House of Hospitality. Hebron House provides emergency housing and related services to families and women in Waukesha County. Checks can be made out to the LCUUC with the amount for Hebron House noted on the memo line or on the check envelope. A message from the Board of Trustees, mark your calendars. There will be a special congregational meeting Sunday, December 5th in the sanctuary following the service. Please attend to learn about and vote on LCUUC Solar Initiative and the mortgage refinance proposal. And we have one more special announcement from Al Haskell. Thanks, Al. I invite you to greet those sitting around you. If you are visiting us today, we particularly welcome you. Please sign the guest ledger on the visitor's table in the foyer. There's a variety of information available on that table about our church and Unitarian Universalism. Please help yourself to anything that interests you. If you are visiting us with your children, it is our custom for the children to remain with us until after the offertory. I know, I got it. At which time they go to their religious education classes. However, today is intergenerational, and the children will remain with us in the service. Regular religious education classes will resume next Sunday. Nursery care is available for younger children and is located out the doors to my right across the hallway. We always enjoy getting to know our guests. If any members have brought guests today, we would be pleased if you would introduce them. If any guests have brought themselves and feel comfortable introducing themselves, this would be a good time to do so. We would really enjoy getting to know you.
I brought myself.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome. Okay. As I announced before, everybody is invited to gather in the social hall afterwards for the Thanksgiving dinner. Please put your cell phones on silence mode during the service. I hope you'll find this morning's service inspiring. Our speaker today is Reverend Jane Esmondson.
Our opening words today are from the Reverend William Schultz. Come into this place of peace and let its silence heal your spirit. Come into this place of memory and let its history warm your soul. Come into this place of prophecy and power and let its vision change your heart.
On Sunday mornings, in so many of our congregations, our services begin with the lighting of the chalice flame. In large and venerable churches, in small fellowships, sometimes in someone's living room. When we gather on Sunday mornings for worship, and at other times we light this flame, please join now in saying the words for the chalice lighting that are printed in your order of service. We light this flame to mark the death and the life of a loved one lost, to celebrate the joining of a beloved couple in union, to welcome a new child to the world, or a youth to adulthood at the moment of coming of age. When we join together in the sanctuary, or in the street, in the struggle for justice and peace, we begin by lighting the chalice. Please now stand as you are willing and able to join together in singing hymn number 349, We Gather Together. And as you will notice in this order of service, we, the congregation, will sing verse 1, the choir sings verse 2, and then there will be an interlude, a musical interlude, and then the congregation will again sing verse 1 once again. We're going to be doing something a little bit different today for the story of all ages. Today we have the middle schoolers who are going to present the story. So all of the children who are not part of the presentation are invited to come and sit on this middle front pew here, right on this bench.
Why is there a table here?
We have a table here because we believe in community. When we gather at a table for a meal, in our own houses for dinner, or here at church for potluck supper, it's a special time, a moment to give thanks for the food and the earth, for the workers who grew the food and prepared it, for everyone we love.
Why do we have a cloth on the table?
Just as the threads and the cloth are woven together, each life is woven with every other life.
Our community or family is made of many separate strings, but together we are a beautiful, strong fabric.
Why do we have candles on the table?
Candles are a welcome sign for strangers. They are signs of warmth and friendship. We have candles on the table because we believe in light, the light of faith, hope, and love.
Why do we have bread and fruits and vegetables on the table?
These are gifts of the earth. They speak to the power of growing things. They provide us with substance and nutrient, which gives us strength.
Why do we have a bouquet on the table?
We have a bouquet on the table to remind us to see the beauty and the mystery that is all around us. We need food to live, but we also need beauty.
Why do we have an empty box on the table?
This empty box reminds us to welcome unseen guests at our table, brothers and sisters whom we may not know but who share this planet with us. The empty box reminds us to give from our fullness to those who are in need so that everyone can live in justice and peace.
We would like each of you to take a box home with you and put it on your table. Every day at mealtime, you can look at the pictures on the box. Learn the stories of these people and put a little money in the box. Then, in a month, at the holiday service on December 19th, we'll ask you to bring the money in. We will put all the money together and send it to the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. This organization works for justice, equality, and compassion in our world. We will use it to help others to have good food and fresh water. Our contribution will be used to help people recover from terrible disasters where they live, like an earthquake or flood. It will be used to help fight for human rights, social justice, for people to have the right to have clean water, dignified work, education, shelter, safety, food, and health care. This money will help fund projects that will make our community stronger.
The empty box reminds us that we all need help sometimes. We all give help sometimes. And we all deserve a beautiful table with plenty of good food, love, and beauty. We would like your help in blessing our beautiful table. Repeat after me. We light these candles for Unitarian Universalism.
We light these candles for
Unitarian Universalism. This is the Church of the Open Mind. This is the Church of the Helping Hands. This is the Church of the Loving Heart.
This is the Church of the Loving Heart.
Together we care for the earth.
Together we care for the
and work for peace and friendship in our world.
Hello. This morning we're going to have silent joys and concerns. So I invite you just to think about your loved ones, either in a joyful or a contemplative fashion, while I light one candle in honor of those joys and concerns that do remain unspoken here this morning. And I will light this candle also to hope that we have peace in this world in our lifetime.
For just a moment, everyone close your eyes and be very quiet, very still. Think for a moment about sitting at your table at home and what you like best about that. What food do you like best? Who sits at your table? Where is your own place at the table? In your quiet minds, see if you can think thankful thoughts for just a moment. What is one thing you're thankful for? Think about it and spend the next few moments in silence, thinking about being thankful.
This is the time in our service for the offertory, and I will read these words by Arthur Foote. Freely have we received of gifts that minister to our needs of body and of spirit. Gladly we bring to our church and to its wide concerns a portion of this bounty today.
From the Prophet Muhammad. What actions are most excellent? To gladden the heart of a human being, to feed the hungry, to help the afflicted, to lighten the sorrow of the sorrowful, to remove the wrongs of the injured. That person is the most beloved of God.
These words come from William Henry Channing, who was a Unitarian. To live content with small means, to seek elegance rather than luxury, and refinement rather than fashion, to be worthy, not respectable, and wealthy, not rich, to study hard, think quietly, talk gently, act frankly, to listen to stars and birds, to babes and sages with open heart, to bear all cheerfully, do all bravely, await occasions, hurry never. In a word, to let the spiritual, unbidden and unconscious, grow up through the common. This is to be my symphony.
This is a time of thanksgiving, a time of year where we specifically set aside a day to give thanks. This is the time of year where the harvests have been taken in, where the soil that gave us plenty has been turned over once again, laid in furrows, and will now wait quietly under blankets of snow, resting until spring comes. And when it is awakened, it will be put to work again for us, so that we may plant and sow, reap and harvest, be fed and feed others. And for this we give thanks on this day of thanksgiving. And before us the table is laid. We give thanks to the soil and to the sun and the rain, and we give thanks to the farmers who yield the crops, to their knowledge and expertise, to their patience and wisdom, to their hard work and to their generous giving of their plenty to the world, so that all may eat. We look around us here in the Midwest and we see the great amount of land stretched out before us, where crops are set and tended to, where food is being grown or raised in the form of animal farms and ranches. And we know that there are so many other parts of the nation where there are just as many crops and farms and ranches as these. And we think about Europe, where there are also crops and farms and ranches like these in those myriad countries. And at the same time, we hear and we see that there is hunger and suffering in the world. Hunger and suffering for millions of people because they don't have enough food to eat. And this doesn't make any sense. How can there be this bounty, this great abundance, this ongoing production of food around the world for the world, and still there are people who are hungry? I don't know. I don't understand. I don't have the answer to that. It is a far more complex problem than simply growing and sharing, I guess. I can only point to politics, bad politics, a politic where the overall well-being, the common good for all, is somehow not a part of the equation, not the standard that must be met. I am told that this is and will always be the human condition, poverty, homelessness, suffering, that this is the way of the world. But whose human condition and whose world? Mine? Yours? Is it our human condition to think along these lines, to accept the status quo, to shrug our shoulders and to shield ourselves from the cruelties of life? Is this the world that we wish to live in? No, I don't think so. I believe that the majority of people want to do all that can be done to try to make the world a better place to live in, to do all that can be done. Not only to heal what needs to be healed right in front of our eyes, but to also dig deeper and find out the root causes for the ills of the world. I believe it is our human nature to choose to live an intentional life committed to the good of the world, to help however we can, and to learn more about the deeper issues that are causing these greater challenges for so many people. It is our human nature to see what we can do, to want to make things better. It is often said that Unitarian Universalism has no meat or substance because it is too idealistic, that it doesn't see or acknowledge that evil exists, but that it only sees the goodness in the human. Well, I disagree with that. We do see the evil in the world. People who don't have enough to eat, people who don't have homes to live in. And we see those in politics who could insist upon a better way, but who don't. But we also see the good in the world, people who care that there are those who are suffering and who are doing what they can to help, and often above and beyond what they thought that they were ever able to do. Idealism may seem like a simplistic way to embark upon the world, and I'm sure in many, many ways that it is. But idealism also allows for creative thought. It compels us to look at something from another vantage point to see if there might be a solution out there. And idealism always believes that there is an answer, that there always will be a way. It allows one to never give up hope or to turn a blind eye. I am not blind. I see. And I am thankful on this day of Thanksgiving, for before us the table is laid. I see in front of me today not only the adults in this congregation, all of whom I know are doing something every day to help make someone else's life better. But I also see in front of me today the children of this congregation who are so kind and good and thoughtful. These children care about the lives of everyone they know and even those they don't know, and they want to do something to help. And so they have collected books for other children to read, and they have worked in other people's yards and homes to do what someone else cannot do. They have looked around their own homes and in their own closets, and they've seen what they no longer need that maybe someone else could use. And they have been willing to extend themselves personally by tutoring younger children, or by making cards for the elderly, or by visiting lonely people. And today, with the guest at your table boxes, for the collection of monies that we can all give to help alleviate some level of suffering in the world, you, our children, are reminding us that there is always more that we can do, that there is always more that we can give. And you, our children, are leading the way, carrying the light for us to follow. I am very proud of all of you, and my idealistic sense of the goodness of humanity is proved true. When I see who you are and how you are changing the world for the better each day by all that you do, you are the living words of the Prophet Muhammad. What actions are most excellent, he asks, to gladden the heart of the human being, to feed the hungry, to help the afflicted, to lighten the sorrow of the sorrowful, to remove the wrongs of the injured. You, our children, are doing all of these things. You are this type of person. And as Muhammad says, that type of person is the most beloved of God. And indeed, this is so. And for this, we give thanks on this day of Thanksgiving. And before us, the table is laid. Today, we are all asked to take a place at the table, to welcome and to be welcomed, to be reminded that this table is not someone else's table, but it is our table. Just as this life is not someone else's life, but it is our life, that the world is not someone else's world, but it is our world. How we live upon this earth, how we live our lives, how we meet and greet those who sit around the table, that is our decision. And for Unitarian Universalists, it means to live as Channing suggests, to live content with small means, to seek elegance rather than luxury, and refinement rather than fashion, to be worthy, not respectable, and wealthy, not rich, to study hard, think quietly, talk gently, act frankly, to listen to stars and birds, to babes and sages with an open heart, to bear all cheerfully, to do all bravely, and to await occasion, to hurry never. In a word, to let the spiritual unbidden and unconscious grow up through the common. Amen. Again, and once more, we give thanks on this day of Thanksgiving. And before us, a table is laid. And here we are all well met. Here we open the doors wide and all are invited to sit at the table we have prepared within these walls. A table that has room for all, that provides food for thought, where the glasses are half filled, not half empty, where there is nourishing conversation provided and delicious morsels of philosophy and theology and literature and poetry and common sense offered as a dessert. To take into our mouths and into our hearts and into our lives so that we feel sated, so that we have the energy to do the work of the world. Before us, a table is laid, and there is room for all, for family who come and go, for guests who have just arrived, and for guests who have visited for a while and who now feel as though they are a real part of this family, for indeed they are. So to you who have chosen to share your gifts with us in an even more intentional manner now and into the future, we bid you welcome and invite you to please come forward so that we may meet and greet you properly on this day of Thanksgiving.
It is with joy that I introduce our newest members. And just please come up as your name is called. Stacy Chick with her daughter and son, Reagan and Baden. Mary and Raleigh Davidson. Jeff and Donna Grzelek. Julie Heisler and daughter Emily. And Lynn Ellen Praber. We welcome all of you to membership here at Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church.
This is a church where each may have faith in himself or herself and faith in the goodness of life.
This is a church of faith, hope, freedom, and love. We and the generations before us have prepared a house of freedom, of worship and meditation, of adults and children, of action and rest.
In this community, hope is made real by our efforts to build a better world.
In this community, the love of the human heart knows no bounds.
In this community, we encourage spiritual growth and freedom of belief.
Our living religious tradition draws from many sources of truth and inspiration.
Our living religious tradition fosters the use of reason, conscience, and the personal experience.
The ongoing search for meaning and value.
We wish to be part of this church community and its truth-seeking spiritual maturation, service, and companionship. We join you.
This church is our church. Now it is your church, too. It is a cradle for our dreams and the workshop of our common endeavors. We welcome you with great rejoicing.
I now invite you to come and light your candle from the chalice, and then you may return to your seats. Thank you. Everybody is invited to stand as they are willing and able to sing the final hymn of the morning, number 407. We're going to sit at the welcome table. I will now read the benediction and the blessing before we go into our meal. And at the end of the benediction and blessing, I want us to think about the thanks that we are going to be giving to one another as we sit across our tables today, because we will not be able to sit together. And so if you can just think about sharing over the meal time, just some things that you're thankful of this year. These words are by Mark Bellatini. Go in peace. Live simply, gently, at home in yourselves. Act justly. Speak justly. Remember the depth of your own compassion, and forget not your power in the days of your powerlessness. Do not desire to be wealthier than your peers, and stint not your hand of charity, but practice forbearance. Speak the truth, or speak not. Take care of yourselves as bodies, for you are a good gift. Crave peace for all people in the world, beginning with yourselves. And go as you go with the dream of that peace alive in your hearts. And since I am not able to sit at every table, although I certainly wish that I could, I am going to begin with some thanks that I would like to share. Well, I am thankful for all of you. I am so thankful that you have asked me to be your minister last year and again this year. And I have loved you very much and care about you and hope only the best for you on your journey together and this faithful journey of Unitarian Universalism in Waukesha County, where it is so sorely needed. And I am also pleased to be able to give thanks to somebody else whose name is Mats Carlson, who I am going to actually marry. And on December 27th of this year, so I will be going to Sweden over Christmas time and getting married in Sweden. And then I will be returning here for the rest of the church year. And then next summer I will be moving to Sweden. And but we have 6 months together, and I look very much forward to what we can achieve, which is a great deal. And I hope to have to leave a legacy that goes beyond me or goes beyond any minister that stands in front of you, because the life of this church is with all of you. Ministers come and go, but it is you who remain. So please, oh, thank you. So now let the festivities begin. There's food. So stand up and line up over there. Thank you.
Much of light,
yeah.
But it's very beautiful.
Plenty of light in the sun.
Plenty of light, yeah, only light in the sun.